approve the planning and zoning commission meeting for Wednesday, June 24, 2015. Please turn off the sirens on all electronic devices. Mr. Sorbet, can you please enter the floor?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Commissioner Deidre? Commissioner Lamoine?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Tingle?
Here.
Commissioner Purnell? Commissioner Sonia?
Here.
Commissioner Travis?
Here.
Okay, everybody got the minutes from last meeting in the packet. Do I have a motion? Move from Ms. Payroll.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sonia. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Aye, aye, aye. Okay, on the zoning, we have item A is variance request for Alvin Bubba Luke Jr., 3229 Live Oak Drive, a non-compliant section 19.31.1 zoning district R1, side setback, reduced setback from 10 foot to 4 foot to build a shop. Okay, Mr. Luke, you want to explain what you want to do?
Yeah, the pool is gone. Pool is out up there. So you can see the back white roof in the right rear corner right there. That structure, I'm proposing to tear that out completely, bust the concrete completely out, and then move the shop toward the east property line right there.
Right there.
Yeah, and right in front of it, it'd be a 40 by 70, take up most of the backyard. And that's the camper storage there. That would be torn down if I granted a 4-foot setback from the shop.
So right now, the canopy is how many feet?
It's 4 foot. That is a variance. That's 4 foot off the property line.
Well, you got a variance on that pool.
Yeah.
It's not a variance, so no use in the law.
Oh, there's no law in the code, so, okay.
So you're going to tear that structure down?
Right, the lot, yeah, that structure there, that's being torn down. Metal building will go up.
And the canopy's going to be gone?
Canopy will be gone, yes.
And the pool's already gone?
Pool's gone, yes, it is. Children are probably gone.
So how big is the metal building going to be, the shop?
40 by 70. The longest section of the shop, you can see the left rear corner, that's 40 feet right there. Actually, there's a little canopy behind it, about a 6-foot canopy attached to the fence, which could be gone as well.
On the RV?
Right there, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see, I see.
So you want to move the shop 4 foot from this property line?
Right.
What's your neighbor saying about that?
I have a letter here that I do have from him. He didn't have the one that was mailed to him because of mine. Neighbor is Jonathan Peru. Jonathan Deanne.
Neighbor doesn't have a problem.
What kind of shop is that?
Just residential. I like old cars and getting close to retirement. I'm going to be able to work on a few of them at the house, and also do carpentry work, so everything will be under one roof.
Anybody else from the public one?
Is the work being done from personal use?
Yes, correct.
So it's not like I'm a business?
No, it's not. I'm a retired woman. This is it.
I know.
Any questions from the commission?
How wide is it from the property line to when you tear that structure down where you have your RV? How far is it from that property line to the end of your house or whatever?
Call for it, that would be, let's see, 12, 10, about 22, 25 feet, roughly.
I
from the back of the house to the...
No, to the side, across the...
Right here?
Yeah.
And how far across are you coming with your share?
It'll be 70 feet, that's 110, 111-foot line. We're gonna take up a good portion of the backyard. That'll leave you about 35 feet, I believe, from the west property line. So I own another lot as well.
How far is from the property line in the back?
From the back of the shop?
Yes.
That would be right at 10 feet.
And that's a big canal behind us.
Canal, right.
Is everything going to scale there? Is that not scale?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty... Oh, no, that is not the scale. I don't want any paying attention to the left, yeah, the sketch. But it is, yeah, I mean, it's proportional how things are set.
So the reason you want to move it so close to the property line is so that you can get the vehicles back there?
Pretty much. With the camper storage gone, there'll be a very short driveway incorporated into the existing driveway. And I'll just pull right into it. The side, there'll be two walls in the structure. There'll be a 12-foot on the east property line interior, and that's where the vehicles will park and store. And then the main shop will be 40 by 40. And the carbon side will be 18 by 30, with a 10-foot, 10 by 18 room behind it. Bag compressor and things like that. This old shop over the years, I've been living there since 1980. You did what you could back then, you know, and it's all pieced together, cut up, and there's three different rooms in it. I'm struggling with sheet plywood as I get older, I'm end up hurting myself, because the ceiling's only 8-foot tall in it.
Any other questions?
One other thing, the shop will have gutters on east and west. Pitch of the roof will be east and west, it's a slope.
Right into that canal?
Yes, the downspout will go to the back.
East and west of all the sides?
No, east and west sides will have the gutters, and then the downspout will be right at the canal.
Okay, yeah.
Both sides.
I'm promoting that it's up to the venue.
Good.
Present.
Good town council. They got voted by Mrs. Sonia.
Awesome.
Second by Ms. Payroll. All over the way behind. UI.
Yeah.
All four. One day. That goes before the... Before the council on the first Monday for the committee meeting, and then the following, the second Monday of the month will be when they vote on it.
Okay.
Okay, item B is a variance request for Alvin W. Lou Jr., 3313 Lavo Drive, non-compliant, section 19.31.1, zoning district R1, side setback, reduce the setback from 10-foot to 6-foot to erect a building. That's this lot.
Yeah.
But if you own this lot and this lot, both of them.
Right.
And this is the...
Right where that left rear corner back there, that little toy shed, that fixes to leave the property. It's actually moved toward the front a little bit, like, you know. 30 by 40 would go there, and that's where the camper, fifth wheel would store in that, and also the closed car hall.
So this is the new building, right, that'd be right here?
Right, that left rear corner, right.
Okay.
Just trying to get everything organized and cleaned up. Did fire over the years, and trying to get everything under cover, you know, in a building, locked.
Okay, that, this is the new building sitting on the line.
Yeah.
Right here. Probably, this property line is what you're acting for the back.
Right.
From 10 to 6.
The, there'll be a fence between the house and the trailer there in the back, right at the rear edge of the trailer. And then the backyard fence off all the way around, and then my existing fence will come down. We're kind of taking that backyard, like I said, we just have a room, you know, with the lot size we have.
So where are you gonna have the fence?
What's the question?
Where are you gonna put the fence?
Yeah, it'll go from my property line, from my house, to the rear edge of mobile home.
Okay, right over there.
Yeah, from right here. And then back here, all the way back, incorporated into my fence. With a concrete driveway, come all the way to shop right into the gate.
I guess I'm a little confused. If you own both lots, why don't you just move it over to the other side of the lot?
What was that?
You're asking for that variance for this one.
Yeah.
And instead of going right there, move it over to the next lot over.
Well.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, the edge of the mobile home right here is setback 8 foot off the property line here. So I really don't have the room. The Eagle Building is sliding back. Those house, other trailers, and both, things like that. So I wanted to slide them back this way, so I could still turn it in and get the boat and trailers, you know, in there, off the concrete. And the 30 by 40 would be set back enough, where I could do that. And I'm open to ideas, if you see any other way to make it happen.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I have thought about it for over a year to try to figure out how I can make this work.
And that's gonna be another shop also?
Yep, yeah, that'll build it.
How big is it?
30 by 40. 30 by 40, it'll have two 14-foot, 12-foot wide, 14-foot doors, and one door in the front, and one entrance door. Front edge, facing my property. Facing my home. No work to be done there. Just strictly storage only.
And those two canopy covers behind the trailer are gonna stay?
They are gonna stay. They'll slide toward the property line just a bit. My tractor's in one by the cane field. I have another small trailer I'm still facing, and they make that storage for the tractor, and just leave the old little trail outside. And then one bottom mobile home again has the upper and open car on the utility trail for the trailer.
How do you get me to run a new car?
The motion's on this paper.
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Okay, next item is planning. A, we have a variance request for Richard Lane, 616 Lion Street, non-compliant section 18.13, accessory structure uses. You have a shower with accessory structure. Mr. Lane?
Sir.
Going on.
Explain to us, where you located at? Located by the brewery, and what you want to do?
First of all, I've never heard of Lane.
Me either.
This is a lot of Orleans Quarters. It's, that 7 acres they opened up on the right, when you first go into Orleans Quarters Drive. And then there's that long wooden fence. If you've been back in there, I bought all that behind that wooden fence, except for the first house.
Okay, you got the first lot?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You started building the house?
Yes, sir.
Or the house was being built then?
And that's, I've got the slab for that.
But the house itself is being built currently?
Yes, sir. They're both being built, kind of simultaneously.
Like chaos being built in there?
He put a lot more than I keep saying.
Nobody's heard of Lion Street yet, besides setting it up that long.
The variance you wanted to do it for, a shower into the accessory structure.
Yes, sir. We use that structure in there, like my mom will come in for like a couple days or a week and stay. I know they can't live out there, but, and then, probably pool table and stuff in there, have a cooking area out there. So I want to be able to have, access to the bathroom.
Right, right.
Can I want to put a pool in there for you?
Well, it's kind of, everything. I got a suit, put the money, it's going to wash out. Right out of my pocket. But, that's, I'm just looking to put a bathtub in there with showers on. You can put everything else but that.
But that is if you do.
And you can put a bathtub or a shower?
A bathtub, shower, really, I just told her, because we had to make it to what we're doing, because I'm working on slab board. So I just told her to do it for a bathtub. But, I mean, I can put a shower in there, it doesn't matter.
I would be honest with you, I would have much less a problem saying, I would say yes to a shower. You say why?
Yeah, that's all I was curious.
A tub makes it more like a residence.
Any questions from the audience? No questions from the commission?
Definitely building your house, simultaneously with this, right?
Okay, Chalet's built my house, and Neil Gyro's built my shop.
So that's going to be another shop?
Yes, sir.
Now, you build a house up on the lot, they don't have access to it. That's their problem.
So that's residential?
Yeah, the back end is all the apartment. And C1's already in the front. 300 foot up there. Any comments from the public?
I'm curious where the, I'm pretty sure that the sewage runs underneath City Street, the drainage. And he's going to have to tie into that lot as long as there's bridges made for redoing the street whenever it's done tying in.
Between Wayne and whatever they tell you, you have to do.
Driveway itself, you put that out to hold.
Whatever the town or the requirements are, you go with that.
Just clarification on that, yes.
If we even tie it?
I'm just assuming if you tie it somewhere else, it's not in.
For the future, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Wayne is going to. That's the plan.
But you could build to.
I can do what you want, just get it where it is.
I'll be glad. The only thing you got back there now, right, about a field full of possum and a rattlesnake on it.
Anybody build it in the house?
Yeah.
Any other comments? Close the public hearing at this time. Question? Do I hear a motion?
I move that we send it to the council and our executives.
Okay, we got a motion from Mr. Taylor.
Okay.
Second from Mr. Bassett. Let's do a roll call again.
Commissioner Carnahan? Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yes.
Commissioner Gager? Commissioner Lamont?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Payroll?
Yes.
Okay, same thing applies to the. Down council. Any other business? Is that a personal trip, anybody? Anybody got any? Okay, no announcements? Do I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Sonia, I'll open the floor.
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Sonia.